with Ramey Smith before the race start in Anchorage. How has training gone so far? There's been a huge lack of snow, at least up in Western Alaska. There's a lot of icy conditions. How's training gone so far for you and your team?
Well, my area is probably like what Western Alaska would have been. It's been pretty tough. Mostly I've been having to travel to find decent snow, and so that's taken a lot of time and a lot of effort and gas money and lots of sleepless nights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't slept yet today, yesterday, whatever you want to call it.
So you had a bit of a tough race last year, it seemed. Can you talk about this year, what your hopes are and what you're expecting of your dog team this year?
Well, my main leader got hurt in the Cusco, so my primary goal this year is to finish, not go in too many circles and add too many miles. I want to go straight, and so I guess it's fostering the younger leaders and helping them have a good time.
And do you have any leaders that are kind of popping up and showing some leadership at this point?
Yeah, it seems like every one of them wants to lead, but they don't know what to do when you're telling them which way to go.
So it might be an interesting...
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And what are you hearing in regards to trail conditions and what it's like going through the pass this year?
Well, surprisingly, there looked like more snow than I expected from the pictures they showed, but... the thing is, it's going to be very rough and unforgiving because it's frozen so hard and your sled's going to catch on things, you're going to crash. It's going to be pretty tough on the mushers because it's going to really throw them around with this icy trail conditions.
Now the Norwegians are back. Robert Sorley and Ralph is also here, who's also a pretty competitive guy. And, you know, Robert brought with him a different racing style when he won those couple of years, and does that change the race for you or for mushers when you know that a different type of style is coming to the Iditarod, or how does that change the dynamic of the Iditarod race?
Well, you know, Robert did definitely revolutionize the race. You got to give him that. You know, he's coming with Yor is there, and then there's another Norwegian who's supposedly better than Robert. I don't know if that's true, but... And it actually could throw a lot of stuff into it, because Robert's going to go out pretty fast. He's going to race hard. And if one of those other Norwegians held back, they could clean up the crop. And so having three of them is actually far more dangerous than having one.
And is that on your mind? Are you thinking about that?
Not too much. I figure if I get there ahead of them all, then they can't really do much about it.
Great. Now your brother's here. It looks like you guys are having some fun together here before the race starts. Talk about what it's like to race with Sim, and what's that like for two brothers to be in this?
Well, you know, it's fun to race with, to have Sim there to race. You use him as a sounding board sometimes, and you know, if my team doesn't do good, maybe his will. And so, you know, it's just a good deal.
So what's your hope for that then? You want to make it to Nome. You want to, sounds like, build up some good leaders and a good team on the way there. Is that what I'm gathering?
That's what you're hearing. The hope is always, the goal is to finish and do well by the dogs. And then, of course, the other goal is to be the first one there.
Thanks, Remy.
You bet.